Cognitive neo-association theory explains how the activation of one aggressive concept in working memory makes similar aggressive concepts more readily available. These activated concepts are then used to process social information and aid in decision making. Therefore, it is valuable to develop our understanding of the extent of activation of aggressive concepts under commonly encountered situations. To examine this, our research focused on determining whether aggressive concepts differ in their activation depending on the nature of the anger-eliciting situation. A 2x2 study design was used to frustrate or provoke participants, and the resulting activation of aggressive concepts was measured using the lexical decision task, which is also known as the LDT. During the LDT, participants are presented with a string of letters on a computer screen. Participants are tasked with identifying whether the string forms either a pronounceable pseudo-word or a real word. Reaction times for these identifications are then recorded. In the provocation condition, students of UW-Oshkosh are told they have 5 minutes to complete an essay about abortion, and that another participant in a separate room is also writing an essay to later be traded and evaluated by each other. Rather than having another participant present, pre-written essays and a negative feedback rubric are used to provoke the participant. After completing the essay, the participant is asked to evaluate the other fake participant's essay using a blank rubric. Once the rubric has been filled out, the feedback is swapped and the real participant receives the pre-filled out, low-scoring rubric with time to look over their negative feedback before completing the LDT. In the frustration condition, participants are given 5 minutes to complete a mirror tracing task. They are told that performance on the mirror tracing task is directly linked to IQ scores, indicating the better they do on the task, the higher their IQ tends to be. After receiving this fabricated information, the participant attempts the difficult task before completing the LDT. In this study, the LDT is broken up into two separate versions, which allows us to look closely at an extensive list of aggression-related words and determine if there are any differences in the aggressive concepts activated. After completing the LDT, participants are asked to complete a survey that measures trait aggression. This survey allows us to differentiate between pre-existing levels of aggression and levels of aggression brought about by the frustration or provocation condition. By measuring pre-existing levels of aggression, we are able to rule out any other explanations that may have influenced the reaction times recorded. Reaction times for identifying real words tend to be faster than those that have been recently activated in memory. For example, angered participants are faster, on average, at identifying aggression-related words, such as fight or harm, than non-angered participants. Results indicated several terms differed in their activation between the two situations.